Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by Larry Cope, Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority Director, talking about a number of topics. Mr. Cope, next thing I want to ask you about is the idea of retention and expansion. That's another topic we often talk about. What's going on right now in Tuolumne County when it comes to that item?
Okay, well, great. Well, that's one of our other major items we work on. We've always had a fairly consistent and aggressive business retention program and a business expansion program because so many jobs can be created by just helping those that are already here grow. And so we've been doing that. Again, most of our focus has been in the higher paid jobs, but we actually help every business in the community. But the focus of us going out meeting with people quarterly or every 6 months have been with companies like Kinematic Automation, Sandvik, companies of those sizes where they have opportunities to capture market share, expand their business, so on and so forth. And so with all the work we've been doing in that area, we keep a pulse on that part of the economy. And we actually have a couple of expansions going on right now that just fired up in the past couple of weeks. And a number of other projects that have been on our books for at least a year that are still planning to go forward, but the timing needs to work out. We have one particular company that is almost going to double their workforce. They're a smaller company right now of about 9 to 11, and they plan to go up to about 18 to 15. So there'll be some job opportunities there, well-paying jobs. Others are expanding more equipment, so they may only add one or two jobs, but they're easily putting in another $1 million, $1.5 million worth of new equipment. In fact, one particular company I've been working with has put almost $1 million in new equipment every year since 2010. So they've continued to expand, they've automated, they've continued to really grow their business. And so there's some great opportunities. We're seeing some good stuff with a lot of our industrial clients and our commercial clients. And then on the smaller downtown businesses and smaller businesses throughout the county, we're seeing people expand. We're seeing some locations in downtown Sonora doubling up on their space, getting more space for their business. We see new ones coming in. We're also seeing that in Twain Hart. We've got a couple projects we're working on now in Twain Hart and at least one project over in Tuolumne. Groveland, like I said, we've got a couple projects I mentioned earlier. They've kind of put them on hold until cleanup it finishes up with this recent flooding. But there's a number of things happening, so I'm feeling good about where our current businesses are at. We do have to remember, though, that individual businesses may have their own ups and downs, but overall, economy-wise, across the entire county, I think we're doing pretty good in the business retention and expansion area.
Next thing I want to ask you about is the issue of biomass. Last week on Motherlode Views, we heard a lot about tree mortality with Assistant County Administrator Tracy Riggs. And I understand you're on a statewide subcommittee on the issue of biomass. What can you tell us just about that and how it ties to economic development?
Well, it's been a recent committee that's probably come together in the past 6 months. I was asked to serve on it by not only local individuals, but also some statewide officials I'm tied into. Because what they're looking for is biomass markets. It's great to come up with concepts and say we need to get rid of the biomass, but if we don't have a market to sell it in, you really don't have an industry. So this group has been meeting by phone about every other month, talking about ideas that can come forward that can use up biomass. But in addition to that, it's also looking at how do we expand existing markets. So if we've already got infrastructure in our community, which we have a lot of it, how can we help them grow and branch into new areas? So there's been a lot of discussion. Nothing spectacular or wonderful has, you know, fallen out of the sky yet. But I think over time, this group will provide some great insight on markets that we can aim towards. But also, this group is set up to also recommend things to the state legislature. And so if they can do things like changing the opportunity for more electricity to be generated by biomass, it can help our local biomass plants continue to generate electricity and stay open. If we can use it for structural beams, laminated beams, and the state puts an initiative forward that says if you use laminated beams that are made from biomass, that they are the preferred building method on state buildings, or things like that, it can actually drive an entire market. And some of our local existing businesses or new ones we can attract can tap into that new market that would be created. So I think there's some opportunities. It's pretty early on, but I think it's something that we want to keep our finger on and check the pulse.
Yeah, it's nice to hear. I know a lot of times our local lawmakers complain that Sacramento and the leaders don't listen to the rural communities. Are you optimistic you can catch the ear of some of the leading lawmakers?
Well, we're hoping with this particular committee that's been set up, they have good connections throughout Sacramento, but also it has been helpful having our own local elected officials going up there. And whether it's in front of the Hoover Commission or whether it's in their own presentations during bills being on the floor or through my connections through groups like CalEd, the California Association of Local Economic Development, groups like that keep an eye on bills that are heading through the state legislature, and they advise us on, you know, what those effects would be. And so what we try to do is through all of those resources, get the groups together that can pressure the state legislature to do things that would be positive for our local economy.
Another topic we hear the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors talk about quite a bit is affordable housing and the need for more affordable housing. Is that something you're looking at as well as EDA director?
Yes, it's a smaller component of what we do. Our primary stuff, of course, are business attraction, business retention and expansion, business startups, which we do a lot through our partners. But then housing and workforce are two other key ones. And on workforce, we have a great partnership with Mudlow Job Training, but on housing, we've been building that partnership. There has been a number of individuals already in the community working on housing. We have Sheila over in the county who runs the county housing program. I know the Board of Realtors locally has been very interested, Habitat for Humanity, so on and so forth. Well, what we're trying to do is bring in additional resources, maybe tap into some areas that haven't been tapped into before, which then kind of drove us to put together an event. And I want to also congratulate Randy Handveld, who helped make a few of the connections on this, primarily with USDA, is putting a housing summit together on April 30th. So what we're doing is we're holding an event at Black Oak Casino Resort at the hotel, and we're going to be bringing in individuals from USDA, from PG&E, from RCRC, and many other players, the statewide board of realtors, and we're going to be talking about ideas on housing solutions here locally, but also what can we do regionally, because we need to also make sure that not only is housing happening in Tuolumne County, but we also need it in our labor shed, which are the counties that surround us. And with that, there's a lot of things that have to be addressed. Some of it is regulatory, some of it's capital, some of it's workforce. There's not as many individuals in the construction trades as they used to be. So that's why I think some of the stuff that Mother Lode Job Training has done over the past year with San Francisco Public Utilities Commission on construction training and construction management training are one small step towards what we need to do. So it's a complicated issue, but one of our first steps towards it, of course, is going to be this housing summit. And we're going to continue to work behind the scenes, as we have been doing for all of this year, to try to see what we can influence and what we can help on growing more affordable housing, more workforce housing, and also more market rate housing, because we need all three of those things here in the community.
Anything else related to workforce with Mother Lode Job Training that you're working on right now?
Primarily are the training classes and training opportunities. I will say with Dave Taney being there and his great and wonderful staff that he has, they've been very aggressive in getting out and trying to find what issues are happening in the community and how they can be part of the solution. So I think that's San Francisco Public Utilities Commission partnership. They have partnerships with the college on the hospitality training and the water school training that they've got going on. So they've been doing a lot on the workforce side of things. So I would probably say that as a team, you're going to see a fair amount of workforce solutions come out of that organization over the next few years.
Quite a little happening right now. We're talking with Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority Director Larry Cope on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.